The predators are out in Nepal. Disaster response is underway after spring storms hit the U.S., and the rebuilding of Kenya continues, but not with bricks and mortar. Details next on Mission Network News, the service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The UN's calling for more help in Nepal. Over $400 million are needed for recovery efforts. Only $22 million come in so far. At the same time, nonprofit groups are calling for help to safeguard women and children who survived the quake. India partner Sarah Sparks.
The need is so immense right now. This is almost a great opportunity for these people that are traffickers, where they prey on these women that are so desperate for any sort of help.
Kids are especially at high risk. With schools destroyed and no one looking out for them, it's easy for traffickers to scoop them up and sell them into the sex trade. India Partners operates a Christ-centered safe house in India where most Nepalese children are eventually trafficked. At our website, you can help India Partners protect more kids.
This is one way of ensuring that this trade doesn't circle on and on and on with women and children.
Vietnam wants you to know they've changed over the past 40 years. The country's economy is on the upswing, and yet it's not all peachy.
On the other side, there's still a great deal of persecution, a lack of religious freedom. And the reality is that Vietnam is one of the few remaining countries in the world that follows the communist ideology.
That's Tim Murray of Open Doors USA. Communism breeds fear of anything associated with Western culture, including Christianity. This fear is the root of Christian persecution in Vietnam. While the country considers religious freedom, there's something you can do.
Write letters to your own government, your own congressional representatives, to say, hey, you know what? If we're going to be dealing with Vietnam at any sort of level, let's make sure that the first thing that we're talking to them about as a country is making sure that religious freedom is alive and well there.
Pray for the church to be sharing the gospel despite persecution. This is Mission Network News. As tornadoes ravaged the United States last week, one Christian organization is bringing assistance. The Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma has around 80 trained workers providing relief in the wake of the May 6th storms. They're removing debris and serving meals to victims, creating opportunities to share their faith. Pray that those affected would be open to the gospel and have their physical needs met. Help fund relief efforts at our website, missionnews.org. Meanwhile, a recent conference in Latin America highlighted current issues in churches and how they're creating leadership problems. Consulta Quito 2015 speakers gave tips for involving younger people and women in leadership so the church will have a stronger future. Now, Reach Beyond missionaries are taking what they've learned and applying it to local churches in Latin America to make sure that they don't die out spiritually. Go to our website to see what else they're doing to help. And the reconciliation and restoration of Kenya continues. The deadly election riots of 2007 revealed deep tribal hostilities. A new constitution in 2010 led to a coalition government, but trust wasn't a part of it. Global Advance's David Shibley says,
at about that time, 5 years ago, the Lord really impressed us at Global Advance to go as instruments of His peace into that area.
Pastors and church leaders from different tribes forgave each other. They called Global Advance back to help them build on that foundation. Then the massacre at Nairobi University in Garissa last month, that was the catalyst.
Kenya is now coming together in a real response. I saw these pastors recommit to evangelism itself and to the proclamation of the gospel.
Sense the urgency? Well, they do too. Global Advance is redoubling their efforts. Pray that they
trust God's Holy Spirit for a true advance of the gospel in this day. All of the chaos is also creating a great openness for the gospel.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The 21st century has four big dangers. Haggai Institute wants you to know what they are. If left unchecked, all of them will affect you and those around you. Get your copy of the new Four Dangers white paper by clicking on the Haggai link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.